Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, hey, happy Friday. I think we all try to be good people to the best of our abilities. It's frustrating, therefore, that you may have noticed that sometimes your worst behavior shows up when you're in contact with your family members or loved ones, the people with whom you're closest. There's a reason why there's that old saw about you always hurt the one you love, et cetera, et cetera. So today we're going to bring you a meditation specifically designed to help you not to lose it with your loved ones. And it comes from a great meditation teacher by the name of Anushka Fernandapulli. Before we dive in, just to quickly say that if you've been doing our Friday bonus meditations for the past few weeks, you've heard me talk a lot about our partnership with the good folks over at Apple TV Plus and their hilarious show, Ted Lasso, which is all about kindness. We're excited to announce that we're extending this partnership with the Ted Lasso team for our next meditation challenge, which is going to kick off on September 7th over on the 10% Happier app. It's a 5-day challenge. We're calling it the Ted Lasso Challenge. It's completely free, and the goal is to help you learn more about why and how to practice kindness in your day-to-day life. Every day during the challenge, you'll get a little video from me. I'll show you a little clip from the show, and then we'll slide directly into a guided meditation from an awesome teacher named La Sarmiento. So get ready for the challenge by downloading the 10% Happier app right now, wherever you get your apps. And I'm excited to bring it all to you along with my team on September 7th. Having said all that, let's kick it over to Anushka for today's meditation on not losing it with your family.
Hi, this is Anushka. This is a meditation on developing or strengthening kindness towards loved ones. In this meditation, we're going to be cultivating a sense of goodwill towards those who are closest to us. We'll spend some time with each loved one, wishing them well. So let's get started. Please come to a comfortable position for this meditation. It could be lying down or sitting. Allow yourself to relax your body and try to let the thoughts of the day fade. Take a few deep breaths in and out through the nose. Then we can allow the breath to come to its natural rhythm. You can begin by bringing to mind someone who it's very easy for you to wish well towards. This could be a dear friend, or it could be a dear pet. You can imagine them visually at some time that they seemed happy. Remember your love for this dear one. If multiple people come to mind, just pick one for now. So we can hold them in mind with a sense of warmth and appreciation and connect with a sincere wish for their well-being. As we do this, you can repeat these phrases silently, as if you're saying them to them. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. You can also make up your own phrases that have some kind of similar meaning of well-wishing. Give it a try now. Now let's pick someone else, another dear one, a person or an animal who it's easy to wish well for. Imagine this person in your mind's eye, or you can imagine they're sitting in front of you. Connect again with your sense of goodwill for them. If something else comes up, try to let it go and come back to their good qualities. Again, you can use these phrases or make up your own that have a similar meaning. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. And one final time can include also yourself. May we all be well. May we all be happy. May we all be safe. May we all be peaceful. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Rest in this kindness that's been cultivated and remembered. Until next time, be well.
Thank you to Anushka. Before we go, just again to mention the Ted Lasso Challenge, which kicks off on Tuesday, September 7th, over on the 10% Happier app. Just download the app wherever you get your apps to get ready. If you can't wait for all things Ted Lasso, you can always go check out the show Ted Lasso over on Apple TV Plus. But again, you don't have to have seen the show in order to do the challenge. We'll see you back here on Monday for the launch of our Ted Lasso series here on the podcast. So we're going to do a 2-week series on the podcast, and then we're going to do a 5-day challenge on the app. And we're going to kick off the series with an amazing scientist whose name is Dacher Keltner, who wrote a book called Born to be Good, which has been incredibly influential for me. So we'll see you here on Monday for that. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within on what the future of AI should be. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman, from Wondery. Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time, and in our newest season, we track the power struggles within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing, the chaos that followed, and what it all says about the future and safety of artificial intelligence. Make sure to follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dives and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts, with shows like The Best One Yet, Business Wars, and many more. Let me tell you, Wondery means business.